This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Wednesday, September 10th, brought to you by the National Pork Producers Council. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Nally. Well, almost a half day after NATO ordered jet fighters to shoot down Russian drones over Polish airspace, President Trump offered his first public comment on the incident on a social media platform, saying, "What's with Russia violating Poland's airspace with drones?" Here we go. European leaders swiftly and universally condemned the incursion as a dangerous escalation by Moscow. It is the first time in the history of NATO that its forces engaged Russian military hardware. The incident comes amid increasing Russian attacks on Ukrainian civilian targets. The Polish Prime Minister today said, "This situation brings us the closest we have been to open conflict since World War II." In Washington, AgriPulse is reporting Interior Department downsizing has resulted in the loss of at least 6,800 employees, leaving the agency with fewer staff for handling endangered species listings, western water issues, outreach to tribal nations, and geological research. Data obtained by AgriPulse through the Freedom of Information Act request indicates almost 7,000 interior workers took one of two deferred resignation program offers. That amounts to roughly 9.9% of the agency's overall workforce when paired with Office of Personnel Management statistics from last September. Some divisions of the agency, which is tasked with protecting and maintaining natural resources and U.S. cultural heritage, appear to have taken heavier losses than others. Cattle producers have increased beef output largely by sending larger cattle to slaughter. Pork farms have boosted production, largely increasing the number and sizes of litters, according to a pair of economists in an AgriPulse report. Beef production for all cattle has grown from 629 pounds per animal in 2000 to 724 pounds last year. It comes even as the U.S. herd fell to its smallest since 1961. Pork production in the meantime has increased by 52% from over 3,000 pounds in 2000 to 4,600 pounds per sow. Pigs per litter have increased from 8.8 in 2000 to about 11.8 in 2024. Litters per sow have grown from 1.8 to 1.94. A $221.2 million USDA grant to North Carolina farmers facing after effects of Hurricane Helene has been given to the North Carolina Department of Agriculture and Consumer Services. In the wake of losses last year, North Carolina Agriculture Commissioner Steve Troxler praised USDA for helping farmers at a critical time. Finally, AgriPulse has released its 2025 CEO compensation report of agriculture-related trade associations. CEO salaries moved up in the last year, that according to Internal Revenue Service filings reviewed by AgriPulse as a part of an annual survey. The median compensation, which denotes the middle of CEO incomes for the 137 organizations tracked this year, came in at $494,000, about $34,000 or 7.4% above last year's $460,000. More details available at agripulse.com. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by the National Pork Producers Council. The National Pork Producers Council is the global voice for the U.S. pork industry. NPPC is speaking up to urge Congress to fix an unworkable patchwork of state laws created by California's Proposition 12. These annual housing laws threaten family farms by greatly increasing the cost of raising pigs, causing many to fold. That's why both the Trump and Biden administrations have opposed this arbitrary law. Learn how you can protect family farms at fixprop12.com. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit agripulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nally.